and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden delivering his farewell address to the country last night from the Oval Office.
Participating in our democracy becomes exhausting and even disillusioning. And people don't feel like they have a fair shot.
Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
This was really a chance for the president, someone who is leaving the office reluctantly, someone who was obviously hoping that he would win re-election, still actually thinks that that might have been possible, a chance for him to argue that what comes next is really in the hands of Americans, that it is up to the nation to shape its own history going forward.
Most of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees appear on track for confirmation. Details emerging about the Middle East ceasefire agreement. The Israeli cabinet is set to ratify the deal today. It calls for a pause in Gaza airstrikes and the release of dozens of Israeli hostages. Thousands of families in California pondering what comes next as they sift through the rubble of their homes for the wildfires. This is ABC News. It took a couple of tries, but Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket is finally off the ground.
Mechanical issues and bad weather forced two scrubs earlier this week, but just after 2 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time.
5, 4.
People across the Florida coast had stayed up to watch.
There it goes. I see it. Woo!
Before now, Blue Origin has been strictly a space tourism firm. Today's launch is the company's foray into the satellite, cargo, and astronaut transport industry. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The CDC has confirmed a positive case of bird flu in a child in San Francisco. This is the country's second child infected with bird flu. The first case in November was also a child from California with an unknown exposure. At Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo, a harbor seal and a young Chilean flamingo died from bird flu last week. The zoo says visitors are not at risk, but the birdhouse will be closed for now. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Todd, good to have you here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would say this. We had a much better drive to Oshkosh yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is considering awesome. It's me and him driving to Oshkosh together at 4 in the morning, okay? We had a much better drive to Oshkosh than you had from Oshkosh to Green Bay today.
It's really rough in the southern part of the valley, Oshkosh. Really?
I can't believe that video you showed me of driving. It was a whiteout.
Yeah. I mean, we were going maybe 45, 50 on the highway.
Wow.
So please be careful out there. We got nothing north of Appleton. It started to clear up, and there's nothing up in Brown County at all. But, man, it's like a blizzard down there. You cannot see the lanes on the highway. People are, you know.
It was a whiteout. That video you showed was a whiteout.
Yeah. Wow. So be careful out there.
You know what the first thought in my mind was? I was going to say, wow, it looks like the middle of January. It is the middle of January. But we just haven't seen that.
I know.
I was like, thanks, Todd, for being here, because we probably would have turned around.
Well, we would not have made it all the way.
No, we'd been like,
not
no.
even a question.
We'll do this tomorrow.
If we pulled into somebody's driveway, yeah. think we're driving into the station, yeah. it's a clear visibility of 100 miles. Yeah. How do you think we would have handled that?
We ended up in someone's driveway. Although it said turn left.
I was watching about Charlie Barrett's. But you know, but how funny is a cop was sitting right there watching us.
I know. Yeah.
What are the odds of that? Although it's right by the police station. It's right there in that street coming up to the police station there.
Yeah.
But it said, because turn at the next light, turn left.
No, it said, you're right. It said, I don't know if it was the next light, but then all of a sudden it said turn left. And we weren't at the light yet, so I turned left. I'm in this guy's driveway. John's like, what are you doing, man?
There's a cop sitting there at the intersection watching us.
Getting ready to flip on the
you
light.
You imagine it was like 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
Not even a question we would have gotten pulled over.
So,
not even a question. But I was watching Charlie Barron's thing about living in the Midwest in the winter. One of the funny things was, and it looked, you can look it up, the video looked almost exactly like what you just said. It's like, it's okay if you can't see where you're going. You might be driving over frozen cornfields.
You're still going to get there.
But you're still going to get there.
Yeah.
Well, No, it was, again, this weather, I just absolutely love it. I don't think we talk about the weather in Green Bay enough. It's going to
get
awesome.
Really cold, though, this week.
That's what I heard.
Colder than it was? I thought yesterday was crazy cold.
But tomorrow, I took the day off. Tomorrow's going to be like 40, right?
You took the day off?
You're off tomorrow?
No, I'll be here, but we took all our Christmas.
We're both like, what?
Are you just phoning that one in or what, Jim?
No, I took all the Christmas stuff down last weekend. And it all has to go from the house up into your apartment in the garage up there. So I've got to do that. And it was too cold, but I said Friday.
Sunday, yes. So Friday, it'll be 38.
Okay. Oh, wow.
By Sunday, it's 2. Monday is 0, and Tuesday is 1. Yeah. And then we bounce back into the teens and 20s.
Wow.
So it's going to be cold.
It is. So Friday, I'll be here Friday morning, but right after that, a good day to move boxes outside.
That's one window you got to do it. You know what I mean?
I do.
I got to be honest with you, man. Growing up in the UP, living in northern Minnesota, most people, you should be used to it. Just the opposite.
Yeah.
Just the opposite.
But for some reason, and I never really bothered with it that much, but for some reason this year when it's been cold, it's like, what?
I know, right? Thank you. Yeah. I don't know why. I've just turned into a real wuss in my later years.
I feel it. It's
out and it's in my bones.
Yeah.
What? Think did your mom ever say to you when you had me search her, I think you have a cold in your bones.
Yes. Yes.
But you growing up, all those snowbirds, you know, it's a reason to go south this time of year. You know, just it's the cold. It's the I'm doing that.
I agree.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're gonna be a snowbird?
I don't think I'm gonna be a snowbird. I think I'm gonna be what do they call it when you just go halfway, like Nashville. That's where I'm gonna get a place down there.
I could see that. I could see that.
But it's like 30, 40 degrees better than here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but then when it's 60 here and it's 90 there, I don't like that either. So I'm going to come back where the weather's better.
Okay. You're narrowing it down to like this one little place somewhere where not too hot, not too cold.
Right.
I don't want snow. I don't want 90 degrees.
People call me and say, hey, you want to have lunch? I'm going to say, let me look at the weather.
Yeah.
And if they're in Green Bay or if they're in Nashville, I'll say, yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be good there. Yeah. But if it's too cold or too hot, ain't going to happen.
Vicky says, I agree. It just feels colder to me this year. It does. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Is Vicky our age? Because I think that has a little bit to do with it.
Possibly. Very possible.
But anyway.
I will say one thing, though. Actually, Todd. If we have any time tomorrow, could we get our guy Tom Drzewicki on? Bayshore recovery?
Yeah. Oh,
because great. I think obviously this is making great ice, you know, but then when it gets warm again and then cold again, is that a factor?
But Oshkosh was promoting that yesterday.
I know, big time.
They're like, hey, look.
They said it's really making it now.
That was so much fun.
We love coming down there.
We got to give them a shout out again. I mean, those guys are good guys.
Okay. I'm not. Okay.
He's winding up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. Donna, who has no skin in the game or whatever, in your kitchen, eating one of those, not on the air with a sponsor there. Tell me if that wasn't the best cannoli.
It was. Ever. That cannoli that they have. So it's restaurant week down in Oshkosh starting.
Today, tomorrow.
And one of the restaurants has this cannoli. And, you know, I mean, everybody has heard of it because, you know.
Everybody's had a cannoli, well, Godfather.
Right, yeah. Leave the gun,
take cannoli.
Right. Yeah. But, man, it was just, and it's the filling inside, right? Ricotta cheese and I don't know what they put in there.
Little chocolate chips.
Yeah. Man, that was so good.
That was
so
unbelievable.
Anyway, that restaurant week in Oshkosh, if you're going down there, 30 restaurants are participating, which is a lot. And what's cool about that, it's set price. So you're going to go. Any 30 restaurants, your lunch is going to be three-course lunch at, I think he said $17.95. I forgot what he said. But anyway, it's just one fixed price, and you just pick your menu, and you can try different things. And whoever's got the cannoli, I would go there. And the restaurants are online. You can look that up.
Yeah.
So, and then Supli's own Portillo's, so I know they have that there. But anyway, it was just great.
Did you take the beer?
Yeah,
I did.
Did you try the toffee at all yet?
I haven't tried yet. I put it in the fridge in my basement next to my studio.
Okay.
So when I need to take the edge off in the afternoon.
It's toffee-flavored beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Something I've never tasted before.
I bet it's great because chocolate and beer goes
but like
well
one
yep.
at a time.
Yeah. You're not going to sit there and have 12 of them like my dad used
and
to.
And then
I bet his weren't toffee-flavored.
No, they were Blatt's.
and if you
Hey, you know what's cool? Our favorite restaurant? You know what I love about it? In St. Anna's?
Yeah. Schwartz's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bar right across the street has a big Schlitz. It's either Schlitz or Blatt sign. I love that. I would love to buy that sign.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, does that bring back memories?
Todd, if you could save the cans, though, for that one beer.
Yeah.
I'd like one.
I will.
So would he.
Yep.
On the clock beer.
On the clock.
That's pretty cool.
Put those really cool commemorative cans.
Yeah.
For the draft.
And they brew that. You know, they're brewing that beer.
I'm gonna bring this up because we're actually going to do something for the draft that's related to beer.
Right.
We're going to do Mine on the Mayor's top draft picks.
Love it.
We're going to get all the breweries in Northeast Wisconsin, the Valley, to get involved. People will be able to vote for their favorites.
Awesome.
One location in Greater Green Bay and one in the Valley will win. They'll win a package from us. And then somebody who votes will win $250 in gift certificates to the area breweries.
Wow. That's a great prize.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up in February and March.
Hey, people listening, you see what we do for you? Do you see what we do for you? How about a little something for the effort? How about some appreciation?
Yeah.
Jim, I'm opening up for you. How about a little appreciation for what we do for you? Jim, go ahead.
Let's give them a round of applause, because that's all we're going to get. Hey, in the paper today, though, there is the article's draft days, you know, what's all happening, and since you just broke that news, we're not in here, but there's some cool stuff going on, that Booyah Battle.
Yeah.
We're participating in that. That's all nonprofits that are doing that Booyah Battle.
Oh,
the shelter is. We're in that.
Do you have a guy doing the actual cooking? Your people?
They will give you a cook, but we...
But I was saying, you got some
people, don't you? We got some awesome cooks. Yeah, we got a guy that's like... keeps bugging me. Am I doing it? I said, I don't know. Of course, they have the draft day 5K, and we'll keep our you know, audience.
And then I will say this. We talked to our man Landon yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
From...
Respect.
Yep.
Production company.
Yeah.
And we're talking about doing a video, Mine on the Mayor, Welcome to Green Bay draft video, and with them behind us doing this, it could be really cool.
It's fun to talk to these kids, and you know, I don't mean to call them kids.
I know,
They're 28.
I do that too.
You know, get a couple.
If they're younger than your actual kids,
then they are kids.
Can't you still call them kids?
Yeah.
Todd,
don't have a problem with it.
Get offended by that?
I don't know.
I wonder. Actually, we should just ask them.
Yeah. I wouldn't, because I still have people say "young man," and I don't get offended. Although it's never a nice guy
behind you in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the text I sent him, I did call him a young man in there. I'm really impressed. But so I go to this meeting with them the night before. And their office is just very chill. You know, like we grew up in offices with, you know, corner offices and desks, and they don't have a desk in the place. But a couple of them had their baseball hats on backwards.
It's great.
And they're just so creative.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. We're going to work with them. And their whole social media side of getting us out there, I think they can deliver.
I know they can deliver.
Yeah, they can deliver. Yeah.
I think it's going to be... But here's the deal. So we've been talking about some of the things we want to hit on, okay? And just really unique things that we don't think are unique. But again, basing this on somebody that's coming up from California, Texas, Florida, those places.
That's the way you got to think.
And they're going to be saying, why do you give a piece of onion with a fish meal?
Right.
And the history of that and the rye bread. You know what I mean? Well, some of the little things here that other places.
Right.
What is that?
Right.
How you really make an old fashioned with the muddle.
Right.
Those kind of things.
And there's a lot of that out there. And I think the other thing that breakfast with Mine on the Mayor, they want to help us promote that too. And I think that'd be fun. I don't know if we're going to get a house over there, if we're going to do it here. But, you know, if we get four people on a day.
Yeah.
Four times five. Well, whatever. I just think that's going to be fun to do. So, and they are all in on this.
It's great.
So
let's do it.
I think we're meeting with them pretty soon, right?
All right. Anyway, I'm really excited about that video.
Yeah.
I really am. That's going to be fun.
Actually, we could do breakfast with Mine on the Mayor at the house, right?
Maybe bring in a chef
or something.
That'd be awesome.
And then cook,
you know,
bring in like,
perfect.
Like
eight
listeners or whatever.
Yeah.
And treat them to meals. And
yeah.
You going to cook?
No, we're going to bring in a chef. I got a lot of chefs that would do that for.
Just, you know,
it'd
what?
Be good for them to do it too.
I think you should do at least one part of each breakfast, whether it's making toast and buttering it or something, right?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You just sit there.
I can do stuff.
No, you know what? Boy,
did I slice my thumb the other day, though, trying to cut an avocado. Man,
you got to be careful.
You got to get the right avocado.
When they're hard, they're so hard, it's unbelievable.
And then
when they get soft, they're so mushy, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's talking about avocados, by the way, just so everybody understands that.
What did I say?
Well, you just said when they're hard, they're really hard, and then they get soft, they're really soft.
Where's his mind today?
No idea.
Yeah. And we get criticized.
I think he tore into that toffee beer a little more than he's letting on here. Wow.
Think he tried that this morning?
It is Thursday morning, folks. 27 in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Get a trifecta. What? What? Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Back up this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Kind of a sunny day today, as I mentioned. 27 already in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Coming your way at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And I don't want to forget, 1590 AM, we have people in Lapland listening to us on 1590 AM.
Where?
Lapland.
Where's that?
It's across the ocean.
I wonder if they heard us on 1590 or on 1100.
Oh, that's right. 1100
right
as well.
AM, right?
Yep. Yep. So you get like AM. Five different ways to listen to us.
Six, yes. Seven.
Six, seven.
Yeah, seven ways.
Different ways to listen to us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so there you go. The Lapland. I always thought Lapland was Norway. But these people say they're from Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember learning about Lapland. Is that just a joke, or I mean, like
no?
What?
That's where they said when they sent an
they
email to us. They said they're above the Arctic Circle in Lapland.
Wow, well,
I know.
Think I've heard that.
Todd, I know somebody else we have to get on.
Okay,
a couple other things. The errands, the crosscut, the snowshoe World Championships.
Okay,
we got to talk about that.
We do.
And Oshkosh?
No,
Brilliant. That's right. That's right.
She okay? Yeah. There's, I mean, Dan's not going to come on, but. They have someone just in charge of that whole area.
It's an errands that's in charge.
Oh, okay.
The person. So
all right.
Maybe his, I don't know, somebody, but yeah.
Good. That'd be great.
That's like, I don't want to say little known, but that's like a jewel in this area. That whole errands center they have down there. It really is. I don't know if too many people outside of that area really know how cool that area is.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the butterfly place? A buddy of mine, Jack Voigt. Big veteran advocate. He used to put on the big breakfast for everybody.
Wasn't he? Did he run for treasurer?
Yeah, he was. He was in politics.
Mm-hmm.
But he runs that big butterfly place. Have you ever seen that or been to it?
No, I've talked about it.
I know, like exactly. Monarchs, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
great place to take people to.
Yeah,
yeah. There are a lot of little things around here outside of God bless the Titletown area and the whole thing. But man, there's a whole bunch of little satellite type things.
Back to our side hustle. Those are the kind of things that people. That maybe it's us that's going to make the people aware that come to our website, but people need to be aware of all these little things because that's what they're going to remember.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember the draft, but we got to really connect with them on special things. The city, I had a press conference yesterday. I'm meeting with one of them today.
About the music and everything, isn't it?
And that's pretty cool what they're doing. I mean, I do good energy in that thing. And it's, what's kind of cool about that in a way is it's going to be a little bit competitive in terms of getting people there, right? Everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's
different venues.
Yes. So, it's going to be neat to see who gets it out. And
Todd, do you have that whole thing? I want to get. Then again, you look that one up about the press conference they had yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, I have stuff on it. With that said, you know, when you got 250,000 people coming over, that's a lot of people. I mean, there's enough for it. Nobody's going to not do well. It's going to be cool, the variety, that they don't have the exact same thing. And what the city launched yesterday, I thought was pretty cool.
The question I still have in my mind, though, Jim, is it 250,000 individual people?
Yep.
Or is it like 120,000? The same 120,000 for 3 days, and then you add them all up.
When you get to those numbers of 500, 600,000, then they're counting twice. 250 is individuals.
Okay.
And I think that's a lot of people.
Well, I'm not even questioning that.
Because what do we seat at the stadium, 80?
78.
So, I don't know. But, you know, you can kind of feel it a little bit when you're in town during a Packer game.
Oh, no question.
So, you know, you take that times three.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a couple of texts here. Rather than breakfast with mine or the mayor, how about breakfast with the boys? Yeah, Brian. How about a little originality there, Brian? Yeah, is that too much to ask, Brian? Yeah, it's 25.
Where'd you come up with that?
Yeah, great. Nice job, Brian. Hey, Brian. That's not even low-hanging fruit. That's one that's already laying on the ground. Brian, it's like, and you know, don't even pick it up. It's got worms in it.
You try that new beer with Todd this morning?
Yeah, is that what you did, Brian? Wow. Nice job, Brian. Wow. Fail. Next, how about the Lazy Susan?
Yeah.
It was a staple for supper clubs back the day before the salad bar became more common.
Yeah.
Terry, I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you have that on the table at home?
Oh, an actual. I thought it was the name of a bar or something.
You put olives in and carrots. Yeah, we had Lazy Susan on the table.
Oh, that was the coolest thing.
They are.
You
spin
felt,
around.
You felt pretty cool when you had that. That one only came out on like special occasions.
Well,
like,
that's true. That wasn't every night.
My dad's birthday was New Year's Eve, so they would always throw a party.
Wow.
And that's when the Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
And there'd be, oh my God, pickles and
olives and good ones.
Oh, man.
That's cool. We'll have that. We'll use a Lazy Susan.
Do they still have those?
I don't know. Like he said, that was a staple prior to salad bar, but we'll have that at our breakfast.
I remember the first time I had a sandwich out of a machine, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. When you could look at those machines, it was here in Green Bay when I was a kid. I don't know where we were, and they had a sandwich. Might have been, was there a Woolworths in Green Bay or something?
I just remember buying an apple out of.
Where was that? It was here somewhere.
It was not a good apple.
I didn't care. I loved it, man. I still love gas station food. Because I grew up in a gas station, my brother's gas station, since I was like five.
Right.
And all that, you'd have the little, it was before the microwaves that have those little heating ovens.
Yeah.
Almost like a pizza oven. Remember those?
Yeah.
They'd be boiling hot on the outside and raw on the inside.
Lisa Hale's going to join us after 6:30 to talk about the press conference yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, okay.
We covered that.
Yeah, because it was funny. I went to City Hall yesterday after I dropped you off. To drop off some stuff about the NFL draft for a friend of mine. But anyway, and they were just coming back from the press conference. And I worked with all those people. And, man, I told Donna, that was so much fun. Just, I don't know. It's just good energy over there. I mean, they like, you know, the Parks Department is where you want to work.
Yeah,
there's no stress in that. It's all making people happy. So, anyway, they were just coming back from the press conference. And he handed me the sheets. He goes, this is what we're doing. I'm like, that's awesome. We'll talk about it on the radio.
We just got a text in from Michael. He says, I love John's vest. I'm actually going to be hanging out with Kevin Costner next week at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. I'll get you an autograph if you like.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's what Michael just said.
You've got to be kidding
me. Michael Friedman.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding
me. You know, he hangs with all the big wigs.
He does.
Right?
That guy's been around.
Okay, do me a favor.
Yep.
Tell him.
Oh, he's listening.
He's listening.
Mike, on behalf of me, aside from the fact I'm an unbelievable Kevin Costner. In fact, I know Kevin Costner's first appearance in movies. You want to know what it is?
What?
Played a dead guy. He played the dead former classmate in The Big Chill at the start of the movie when the mortuary guy is, you know, just taking care of and combing his hair. That was Kevin Costner. That was his first role. Kevin Costner's brother, I want to say, was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam.
You guys could get gigs in movies playing
dead guys.
Yeah,
I no, corpses. No, I couldn't. You know why? And we've talked about this story. I did that thing at Heritage Hill that time with the reenactment with the Civil War guys,
yeah.
And it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And somebody passed out.
Yeah.
And those guys that were shot in the thing didn't move for like 45 minutes, laying there. So no, I couldn't play a dead guy. No. A wounded guy.
There you go.
Somebody want to help me here? Come on, I'm bleeding for crying out loud. Back after this. He's on the road and I want to
get home. I got me 10 forward. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Recently, if you've been paying attention to the markets, you may have noticed that soybean prices saw a jump. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and joining me is John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, and he's explaining why we saw this increase in price.
So that was one of the big things hitting the bean oil industry, was the fact that they were bringing this used cooking oil in as an import. Now that wouldn't be able to be have the tax credit for it. So soybean oil prices exploded, picking up almost $6 per hundredweight in the last 3, 4, 5 days. And that was one of the reasons we saw the big jump in soybean prices, is the fact that here's one of the products going to have had good value added to it. And the people who crush beans and make oil, you know, obviously see the value there, therefore raising the price of soybeans as well.
Heinberg says that this was a welcome change to the market prices compared to what was seen at the end of 2024. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The USDA wants to remind producers that enrollment for safety net programs for ARC and PLC start on January 21st and for DMC start on January 29th. Grassworks wants to remind everyone that registration is still open for their 33rd annual grazing conference. This conference will take place from January 23rd through 25th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Also, Pierce County Meats out of Ellsworth, Wisconsin, has issued a voluntary Class 2 recall for packaged ready-to-eat meat products. This comes after it was found that wheat was in some products and it was not on the label. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Breezy this morning, less windy this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 35. Tonight down to 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, 37 the high. And then after that, hang on, because it is going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police from multiple agencies are searching the Bay of Green Bay looking for 42-year-old Lisa Janine Pitt from Menominee, Michigan. Monday, police began searching for her after she left a vehicle without her jacket or her phone near the Menominee North Pier Lighthouse. She's 5'2" tall, weighs 250 pounds, has brown hair, blue eyes, and a cross tattoo on her chest. She was last seen wearing a purple shirt and blue jeans. Three projects in Northeast Wisconsin will receive $6.8 million in funding from the State Department of Transportation's Harbor Assistance Program. The funds will be used for harbor maintenance and construction. Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Port of Green Bay and the Fox River Port Development Site, and City Center LLC will all get between $1.8 and $3 million. Light Park in downtown Green Bay will become home to two free music-focused events as part of Draft Week. It's called the Draft City Music Fest. Brian Johnson of On Broadway Incorporated says he hopes the NFL sees how much heart the city has.
Green Bay has elevated this to a new level, and we might be the smallest market, but boy, we are committed. We are committed in a way that other cities sometimes have a hard time understanding, but we understand it. It's because it's who we are, it's our identity, and we're going to deliver a really great experience. We know that when the NFL leaves here, they're going to say we want to be back because Green Bay did it better than anybody.
The draft kickoff will be the evening of Wednesday, April 23rd, with nationally known music guests and a fireworks display. Saturday, April 26th, the 8th round downtown will take place from 5 till 11, with even more music guests from the national stage. Performers will be announced at a later date. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning, Trucker Thursday. I'm not even joking. Last week, I put a thing about Red Sova, and I figured on my computer how to play music. And I listened to Red Sovine.
In the year 2025, John Mino learns how to use his computer to listen to music.
Really? Yeah. They do that?
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, 27 in Green Bay. 27.
Nobody even calls it a computer anymore.
What do you call it?
I don't know. Laptop, tablet. Nobody uses the term computer.
Huh? What did you say, Lisa?
I said computer.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, whatever.
Thank you, Lisa. Hey, it was nice seeing you yesterday,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah, we had fun.
Thank you for the donuts and the coffee and the hospitality in Oshkosh.
I just want to say,
should thank me for the coffee, John.
Oh, you did not have a nice look in your eye when you brought that to me. Todd, I was debating. But, you know, I got up at 3:45 yesterday morning.
Right.
Okay, 3:45, out of bed. Pick Jim up, wake him up, get him down there.
And as I'm waiting outside, the horn.
I had the one cup of coffee coming down, and then I wasn't sure how to use your coffee maker, wasn't sure how that all worked, whatever. And once in a while, and against my wishes, Todd a lot of times just say, just sit down, you're on the air, I'll get you your coffee. So I asked her, I said, I hate to ask this, Lisa, and you had I'll tell you what.
She's no Todd.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Well, Lisa, here's the other part of it. So Jim goes out to make a cup of coffee, and we have a Keurig there that also has a coffee pot. So it's got a pot.
So I didn't know what was going on.
Right. So Jim comes in. He went out there, started his coffee, comes back in, and then goes back out 10 minutes later, goes, there's nothing in that cup. The coffee pot was full of hot water.
You guys make it so complicated over there.
I know, right? I looked at them both. It's like, I don't know what to do. So I apologize, Lisa.
And just a quick shout out on the donuts. We, because of our new diets, didn't eat them all. And you gave them to me. And then I, after I dropped you off, you know, went to City Hall, and then I went to the shelter. And I went out there, and I put them on the table. And then I went to my office, sent out one email, and then I walked back there, and they were gone.
That's great. That is great.
So thank you. They thank you, I should say. But the cannoli I left in the car, that I wasn't going to bring in there.
Oh, man.
That was
did you have one of those, Lisa? Or the cheesecake?
I had a bite of the cheesecake, and I had one of the cannolis, and let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Incredible.
Yeah. It
incredible.
It's just so good.
So good.
Was. It's, Lisa, I far be it for me to correct someone on the radio, but it's cannoli. There's no such thing as cannolis. Canola would be one. Canola.
Oh, jeez, Lord Almighty.
Just studied.
Excuse me.
Now, I'm going to look that up.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
How would you know that?
It's an Italian word.
It's an Italian word, but cannoli is plural. It's not cannolis.
So if you had, would you like this? You wouldn't say cannoli?
You can.
Okay.
Americans do both.
Canolo. Canolo is one canola. And cannoli is, as you said, Jim, multiple.
Check out cannolis, the big brain.
But cannolis is not a word then.
Cannolis is not a word.
Okay, there.
Wow. Well, at least I don't know about you, but I feel humbled.
Anyway, cannoli
you learn
is
something new every day, and this is good.
I tell you, Lisa,
taught me that cannoli is a plural word, and cannolo is the singular.
Cannolo.
I never knew that.
That misogynist is not a massage therapist.
Okay, yeah.
All right. We're teaching each other words.
There we
I
are.
Like this.
I didn't know. Like I'll be honest with you. I didn't know. I thought it was canola, but it's canolo.
All right.
The single.
Okay.
Canola is an oil, right?
Yeah.
Canola oil.
Wow.
Anyway, Lisa, you're joining us to talk about the press conference yesterday.
The Music
Fest.
That is
excellent. Draft City Music Fest coming during draft week, of course, starting on Wednesday with the draft kickoff. And then they'll have another music event on the Saturday called the 8th Round Downtown, which I love. So,
kudos to them. And I said that when I saw them yesterday. For jumping on Wednesday, because you want to get them down here on the first day. Because I heard there was a lot of stuff going on Saturday. I mean, everybody knew that. But, and they're going to come down Wednesday. They're leaving on, if they came on Saturday and left on Sunday, they'd be, man, I wish we'd have been downtown more. But to get them here on Wednesday, that was a good idea. So I hope a lot of people attend that.
Well, I know anytime that I'm doing a vacation, I want to go the day before the event starts. So this is,
get I think the that's lay of the land, all those kind of things. I agree.
Who's playing?
We don't know yet. They're staggering out the announcements to keep the energy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yep, smart. Yep.
So we don't know yet. We do know that they are going to be national artists. So it will be bringing people in, not just. And I love our local talent. Do not get me wrong, but they're bringing in the bigger names.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to tune in to when we make the announcement. I heard the Stones.
I've seen them live, by
the
way.
Oh, I would love this.
They're still playing, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they played it. Yeah. They played at Soldier Field. 3-4 years ago. Wasn't that long
ago? I mean, I think this past year they still performed, didn't they, Todd?
Yeah, in the last couple of years they've been.
Hey, has anybody seen the movie? Bob Dylan? I'm trying to think of the name of it.
I have not seen it yet.
I can't think of the name of the movie. But yeah, I want to see that. But Bob Dylan.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And I think the city's right in holding back on that. But because
you've got to do something to keep the momentum, to keep the excitement, to keep the, yes, this is coming.
I told Johnny.
Got a text here. Hope they can bring in the boss.
Bruce that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Wow. I would even probably try to go to that.
Yes. I would do anything in the world to get to that.
That would be very cool.
Actually, we've got Rob Domofsky coming up at 8:30. Rob has been to, I think, 50 Bruce Springsteen concerts. Yeah. And he has a great knack on how to get real close to the stage. He can give us the advice on that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that the boss is coming. Let's not.
I want Bob Seger. Actually, you know who I'd love? You know what would be phenomenal?
Be all right. I'd Bob Seger.
Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton would be phenomenal. Entertainer of the year again, like 3 years running in country music. He's incredible. You know who else I'd love? Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
That would be good, too. Yeah.
Jelly would be
but
awesome.
But they can, there's a lot of talent. The glam band should be maybe an open act.
That'd be awesome.
There's just a lot of talent here, but that would be cool to bring
in. We've got Dennis coming in tomorrow.
Oh, cool. All right. I haven't seen him in a while. All right. Yeah, that'd be fun to keep that. John and I were talking before we came on the air this morning about that. I think there's going to be a lot of almost competition between some of these acts. I think that's great that people will have an option to go. You got 250,000 people. There's enough for everybody. But I think it's great.
Well, Detroit last year went pretty much with their homegrown, like the Kid Rocks, the M&Ms.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit has so many people.
They do.
But right. we I mean, God bless our, but we don't have any real marquee local people that made it to that level. Do we?
Musically.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That Brian says, I heard Guns N' Roses is playing.
You know what?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're doing all that well. Oh, my God.
That's that Roses Cimarron, right? Guns N' Roses? No. Wrong one.
Every Rose is
that's Poco. Okay.
I always get those two mixed up, too.
Comparing Poco and Guns N' Roses. Oh, my gosh.
So quick. We got to do a quick musical update. We're going to a little event tonight.
Yeah, oh, we are. You know, a great music venue here in Green Bay is Talk of the Town. Kevin Van Ness, pretty good friends with Pete Fountain, leads the New Orleans Day Parade once in a while. This guy he's like the Polish Prince. He can play anything. Super great entertainer. That was Bobby Vinton, right? He's playing tonight at Legacy. And Todd, you stayed at Legacy, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's 6 till 9 tonight they're playing, right?
And it's kind of a newer hotel. Real quick. And it's on the 6th.
Your glasses.
And it's...
Oh no, those are my own. I gotta read something for you.
If you were to wear my glasses, you'd make fun of me. So but they're playing tonight at the Legacy Hotel, which is a relatively new hotel here in Green Bay, where Brett Favre's Steakhouse used to be, right on Brett Favre. Anyway, on the 6th floor.
This is from Kevin Van Ness, okay? Talking about tonight, 6 to 9 at the Legacy. I have Paul Shookerman playing piano tomorrow night. That's from yesterday, tonight. So awesome player. His brother is the drummer for Styx.
Oh, cool.
That's kind of
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Thursday night, you know, it's kicking off the weekend. And they're great. So I hope they have a place. And they're also the Packer band.
And we get to see Tony, our opnologist.
Oh, yeah.
No, not opnologist.
Mixologist.
Mixologist. What's an ophthalmologist?
That's the eye doctor, isn't it?
No, that's an ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist.
I don't know where I'm going here.
No.
Hi, Lisa.
You guys are all drinking that beer behind my back. That's what's going on here. So, Lisa, what else are they doing? I know they got the bands coming. Anything else they announced
yesterday?
The bands
are coming in on Wednesday night. You know, they have a whole event from 4 until 10 on Wednesday night, I believe. And they're going to have multiple acts. They're going to have the... fireworks show sponsored by Festival and lots of, you know, food, activities, things to do. And then the same thing is going to be done on Saturday with different acts.
I'm assuming that's at Light?
Without the fireworks.
That's at Light Park?
Light Park, yes.
Awesome.
So if Festival steps up, and I think they will, and does a fireworks show like they do on the 4th, that would be unbelievable because that is a really good fireworks show. I'm glad we're doing that on Wednesday. I think this is going to really help the businesses because people will come back. So
also, I like it. Sorry, Lisa. I like it too because there are people in town that don't want to be around for the draft, right? They want to get out of town, whatever. This gives them an opportunity to do something involved with it and then get out of town.
I have to be honest with you. I'm surprised how many people have said that to me. Oh, I'm leaving town. Oh, you're renting out your house. Oh, no. I'm leaving town for that.
Oh, that. Yeah. No.
I'm surprised how many people are saying that.
We get that in Oshkosh for EAA a lot.
Really?
Yeah, people you know, their vacations.
Okay, yeah, I remember one time, I forget who I was talking to, a guy that lived down in the Kohler area. And I said, oh my gosh, you got the PGA Championship coming. That's got to be so cool. He said the same thing is, no, we go to our cottage. We just want to be away from all the traffic and the people. And so but that's going to be fun, Lisa. I'm really looking forward to that part with the music.
And then we also have breakfast with Mino and the mayor, too. Yeah. That's the morning, though. That's going to be great. Yeah.
Todd, can you work on that?
Four days of that.
By the way, I got a text where it said, cannolis isn't a word. Okay, next, why don't you tell me that use ain't a word? And he closed it with, and so?
Who said that?
That is funny.
Who do you think?
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's not.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be that breakfast is, and we're not only going to have this breakfast with Mino and the mayor, and we're going to have all 32 teams come.
And we're going to make coffee.
We're going to bring in a different chef every day so they can kind of promote their restaurant. So,
and we're going to make 500 pasties and close off the road.
Close off all the streets.
Okay, all right. Hey, I think
have you nailed down the details on this? Have you actually contacted all the people that need to be?
I'm an idea guy. I mean, details, no. But I think that would be.
I'm the detail guy. What could go wrong?
We are in
What could go wrong?
That's going to be great.
All right, anyway. Lisa Hale, we love you. And I promise next time I come down there, I'm going to bring you the greatest coffee ever.
No, don't do that. Just bring me a Diet Coke.
And, okay, fine.
And no matter how many you have, enjoy the cannoli.
Exactly. Canolo. Only have one canolo. Thank you, Lisa. Bite of the Bear, back after this.
But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The 2025 draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom
309. Red Soul Blood, man. God rest your soul, my friend. Two things I like songs about, Todd. One is truckers. The other is rodeo.
Rodeo?
There's no such thing as a bad rodeo song.
I can only think of one.
Oh, man, there's so many.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Are there?
A lot of them out there. Amarillo by Morning, I Could Still Make Cheyenne, Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Okay.
I could go on and on and on rodeo songs. What's the matter with you? Have you ever heard, The Beaches of Cheyenne? Are you kidding me? Some say they see her still walking the beaches of Cheyenne.
Yeah, crickets.
God.
No, people don't know that. Have you been to a rodeo, Johnny?
Yes.
Where'd you go? Where'd you see it?
Well, in Idaho, Twin Falls, Idaho, the college there, collegiate rodeo was real big out west. That's real big. They had like big time rodeo teams. And then when I lived in Tucson, they had a national rodeo there on Cinco de Mayo Day. They had the big professional rodeo with all those big time people. That was pretty
Where was
big.
That? I mean,
was Larry Mahan and those guys would be there.
Yeah, we went to saw that in Oklahoma City. That was fun.
It's
I mean,
cool.
Football's great. There's
tough
basketball's
guys.
Great, but
they're about 175 pounds of nothing but gristle.
Yeah,
no fat, no whatever.
And that's part of the problem with going to those. Don't you feel like really not a man?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah. It's not even close. 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
This is fun. You know, you kind of feel like one
I almost
of those
got
guys.
My ass kicked by a biker at one.
Not surprised. Anyone surprised by that?
Yeah, we. No, I.
No. Second time I could tell a story like that. There's two times that happened. But anyway.
It's usually every morning.
Three, but no. Yeah. Anyway, that's not for a family show. But anyway, Today is Fig Newton Day, which whoever invented Fig Newtons, I despise. It's the worst. No, it's the worst cookie it's ever anybody could conjure up, and that's all my Nona would have. Johnny, have a Fig Newton and a glass of milk.
Yep.
And I couldn't have the heart to tell Nona, I don't like Fig Newtons.
Yeah, because everybody does.
Nobody likes Fig Newtons. Quick poll. Fig Newtons, yes or no? Yes or no, I will win this. It's also hot and spicy food day. You don't like Fig Newtons?
It's because their packaging, they didn't do a lot of marketing. They didn't do, no, they were just kind of like there. But their taste, their ingredients, so much better than all that other stuff.
All right. Yeah, it's the worst. Hot and spicy food day. I like that.
That could work.
That could work. I like hot and spicy. That's my, okay, so my first soup, I'm giving myself a C+. On my first soup.
Okay, I'm just reading this now, but you wait till you get to the next two. Right. Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Quinoa day? Quinoa?
No.
Nope.
Quinoa?
Quinoa.
Yeah, quinoa. It's a grain, kind of like rice, but it's has more protein in it. A lot of people who are on high-protein diets don't want the carbs. Quinoa.
I would like. That sounds like what I need. Where do you buy quinoa?
In any store.
I've never seen it.
You could probably get it at the Dollar Tree.
Nah,
oh, my God.
I bet you. It would be by the pasta and the rice and stuff like that.
Quinoa. I want quinoa.
No.
Quinoa.
Yep. Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Let's do these
day.
Next two in a row.
Very nice. A lot. / National Pizza Week. Yin and the yang. Women's Healthy Weight Day / National Pizza Week. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Women's Healthy Weight Day. I wonder how do you celebrate that?
I don't know.
Could maybe get your wife a scale?
Oh. No.
All right, we can move
back
on.
Back that one up. Which time?
let me find that sound.
Hey, get out of the way here. Back up. Get out of the
way. We can move on.
Coming through here. Look out. I got to get to the dumpster. There's a fire.
I almost ended up there.
Happy birthday, Kate Moss is 51. Did she ever put on weight?
I don't think so.
She looked unhealthy. Didn't she? You know what I mean? All those rock star girlfriends always had that same look, like they're kind of drugged out and too skinny. That's just my opinion. Sade is...
Sade? Yep. Smooth operator.
He's a smooth operator. Debbie Allen is 75. Let me tell you a quick Debbie Allen story.
Sure.
Okay. Debbie Allen, of course, was on the TV show Fame. Fame! I want to live forever.
And sister of Felicia Rashad from the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, forget Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
Okay? She was married to...
Ahmad Rashad.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So I did a story when he came to town one time for whatever with NBC. I did a story on him because Felice Rashad was, you know, on the Cosby Show at the time, one of the biggest show, number one, yada, 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 yada. So I did a story with him. And of course, he played against the Packers like 25 times with the Vikings. So what's it like being back? One of those kind of stories. And I said, would it be possible for my daughters to get an autographed picture of your wife? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, sure. He said, write me down your address. So I wrote it down in my little reporter's notebook, you know, and tore off the page and gave it to him.
Yeah.
About a week later, you know what we get in the mail?
What?
We get the autographed picture, but not just that. But what she had done is she had cut out my writing of the thing and scotch tape it to the thing.
Class act.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Class act.
I mean, that made it a little bit more special with something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's my story on Debbie Allen's sister. John Carpenter, 77. Ronnie Millsap is 82. Paul, Fig Newtons, yes or no? Yes, 25%. No, 70%.
Right, no, you got that backwards. Yes, 75%. No, 25%.
See?
I got another text here. Have you ever had
Todd.
A Fig Newton mushroom pizza? It is fantastic. No, I've never been that stoned to the bejesus belt. Give me a bell.
Yeah, you got
Give me a damn bell.
Did you see that? So it's National Pizza Week. And you go to New York. Your kids live in Brooklyn, right? Or is it one of them?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Down in Dumbo. You know, that's a rich area. There's,
I don't know if she's there, but
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she is, but she would have hit it big to live down there. They have this like not pizza wars, but they're almost creating like this pizza alley down there in Brooklyn.
Ooh, that doesn't sound too bad,
right?
Wow.
So anyway,
wow.
But I don't know. I'll take. I told you, I like Gallagher's meat lovers. And I like New York pizza, but I think we got a lot of good pizza right here.
I still want to go to Jake's. I haven't been to Jake's.
You
got to
get there.
Yeah.
But yeah, National Pizza Week. We got to celebrate.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about health and fitness.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
So what are we doing? Holly Linder and Mike Schmidt. Grit coming up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Did you know that art is actually good for you? We'll tell you all about it on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear as some are afraid the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal will fall through. ABC's Ian Pannell in Israel with more on what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting may be a snag.
Concerns now, certainly here in hostage squares where the families of those taken back in October 7th, 2023 gather that perhaps this deal isn't as done as everyone thought. The Netanyahu government is accusing Hamas of reneging on the deal. They were supposed to have met already this morning. The Security Cabinet should have ratified the deal, but that hasn't happened, raising questions about what happens next. For their part, Hamas is saying the deal is still on.
Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 70 people were killed. With the inauguration set for Monday, President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees appear headed for confirmation. President Biden delivered his farewell address to the nation last night, capping off his 50 years in public service. This is ABC News.